Beware! Beware, little Stardusties, of strange cabins. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre. Star Queen Paranormal, for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Warm welcome, Stardusties. Tis I,
your swashbuckling spirit guide.
Enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary,
Star Queen and Space Pirate. I am Exy. And as I was saying just moments ago, cabins, creepy ones, cabins you should beware of! I have three very unusual paranormal stories, possibly of different encounters, all involving cabins. And I wouldn't want to spoil the fun for ya.
That's why you're here, right? For the fun!
If you are still here.
Is anyone out there? Can anyone hear me?
But why spoil the episode when I could spoil your train of thought with some, brace yourself, terrible terror!
Oh!
It's truly terrible.
That's right, kiddos. The name of this bit is Terrible Terror.
Now, why is it terrible, you may ask?
Well, you wouldn't want to pay me for this reading. However, I have a better collective reading for my Patreon subscribers, most of the time, at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. Give us the money, and you might get a better reading, at least a longer one. As you can hear, I am shuffling pretty terribly. And your cards for today are the Hanged Man, the Five of Wands, ooh, and the Five of Swords. If you are a spiritual numbers person, 555 could be very significant for you. So, positive change and new beginnings. But gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Stardusties, I'm seeing that you have started to see something from a new perspective now. And it's something that you've been struggling with, something that's been giving you a challenge. Maybe something that's been giving you anxiety, something that just feels like it's been pushing back against you. The cards are assuring me that you will come out of this successfully. But as with most things in life, sometimes winning isn't worth the struggle that you went through to win. The cards are telling me it's going to be that kind of victory. Kind of like passing a kidney stone. You'll get through it, but you might not have liked getting through it. I was trying to find something more positive because I like to end on a positive note. But the bottom of the deck is the Ten of Wands, which means whatever this is in regards to has been really stressing you out. I think my Stardusty should take comfort in knowing that this new beginning will work in your favor. And that was truly terrible. Today's quote from whatever I feel like quoting. A suspicious mind will see evidence of poison wherever it looks. And that quote was by Ian Gibson. Today's bizarre headline from MSN.com. Pentagon and Harvard UFO experts caution that alien motherships could be flying through our solar system. A Harvard astrophysicist and the head of AARO, or All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, claim in a new research paper that alien motherships could be flying through our solar system. The paper was published March 1st, 2023. Director of AERO, Sean Kirkpatrick, and Harvard professor Avi Loeb state an artificial interstellar object could potentially be a parent craft that releases many small probes during its close passage to Earth. An operational construct not too dissimilar from NASA missions. They wrote that current sky-scanning telescopes, such as the James Webb Space Telescope, would miss such small objects. Whereas our deep space radars and space fence could pick up meter-long incoming UFOs up to 36 kilometers in the air. And we, therefore, should keep an eye out for them. Quote, such objects could also be optically detectable as they get close to Earth, especially if they create a fireball as a result of their friction with air, they wrote. Loeb says his team at Harvard is currently using a large campus telescope to scan the skies for such probes, or other UFOs, and are planning to set up a second telescope in the coming months as part of his Galileo project. They both emphasize that this is just a hypothesis. When most people come across a cabin in the wilderness, they're not likely to give it a second thought. But there are stories out there that might make you second guess the next time you see a structure in the wilderness. The first story is of a 12-year-old boy from 1897. This story is often used as a tale in Missing 411 episodes. I believe Mr. Ballin tells a much better version of this story in one of his Missing 411 episodes. But the story goes that a young boy named Wofford, who was about 12 years old, was down by a river building a fish trap. So he's moving the rocks around and creating a fish trap when he is startled by the sound of footsteps. It turns out to be a kind stranger. And while I won't say that strangers weren't just as dangerous in 1897, not as many people would be suspicious of a stranger back in those days. But Wofford and the kind stranger get to talking about his fish trap, and the stranger's quite impressed with the amount of work that Wofford's put in. After chit-chatting for a little bit, the kind stranger invites Wofford back to his cabin for dinner. So Wofford agrees and follows the stranger. Now, Wofford had grown up in these woods, and he seemingly knew every part of the woods. But the cabin seemed to be in a place that Wofford did not recognize. But any nervousness that Wofford may have had was quickly relieved when he noticed a family friend sitting out front of the stranger's cabin. He waves to his family friend, and the family friend even waves back. Wofford is delighted to see other children pretty close to his age playing in the cabin. So he sits down and has a delicious meal and plays with the other children. But Wofford somehow along the way lost track of time and he fell asleep. Wofford wakes up in a panic a few hours later. He hadn't told his parents or anybody where he was going. He finds that his kind stranger friend is still awake, so he asks the man if he can walk him back. The kind stranger agrees to only take him back about part of the way, get Wofford to where he might recognize the woods. As they're walking back, Wofford notices an orchard he'd never seen in these woods before. He doesn't think too much of it. Maybe he just never explored this section of the woods. But when they get to a junction, the kind stranger gentleman gives Wofford directions for the rest of the way and wishes him well. Wofford starts heading in the direction where the kind stranger had told him to go. But Wofford turned around to thank his new friend. And not only was the kind stranger gone, the trail in which they had just walked on seemed to have vanished. Wofford notices that even the sunlight seems just a little bit different than the sunlight on the trail they were just on. He continues heading home. He knows the way from here. But to Wofford's surprise, he runs into a large group of his family and friends. It was a search party sent to look for Wofford, because they had no idea where he was. Within the group of people searching for Wofford was the family friend that Wofford saw at the cabin. "Why didn't you tell my family where I was?" he asked the family friend. The friend looked at him confused. "Wofford," he said, "I've been with your parents searching for you for 3 days now." Wofford had been missing for 3 days. Wofford quickly ran back down the trail to show everyone where the trail had been, the trail that had vanished. And a few of the search party members remarked that during the days they were searching for Wofford, they heard an unusual drumming sound coming from the direction in which Wofford said he had come from. They were not sure what the origin of those drums were. They were unable to track it down. Now, this story was published in the American Ethnology Report of 1897 to 1898. And the origin of the story kind of differs by the source, but it's from the Ireland, Scotland, Wales region of the world. In the Andes Mountains near Lima, Peru, there's a plateau known as Marcahuasi. There's an area in Marcahuasi that is known as the Stone Forest due to the strange rock formations in the area. This part of the world has been a hotspot from reported mysteries such as UFOs, stories of a race of mystery beings living in the tunnels under the area, tourist reports of altered states of consciousness, and even some tourists claiming to have developed clairvoyance from visiting this location. But a local medical physician submitted a strange tale of their experience with the area. He sent the tale to an author, and the doctor's name was Dr. Raul Rios Centeno. He says he was treating a patient who entered the Marcahuasi and was left half paralyzed. After performing several diagnostic exams, Dr. Centeno could not come up with an explanation for the paralysis. There were no spine injuries, no discernible traumatic injuries or bleeding. There just wasn't evidence as to the cause of this strange paralysis. When Dr. Centeno spoke to the patient, she told him that she and several of her friends were walking through the stone forest. It was late at night and they heard music playing. So the group decided to track down the source of the music. To their surprise, the music was coming from a torch-lit cabin. The group could see through the windows, and what they saw piqued their interest. They could see that people were dancing inside, people in strange clothing. But it was some kind of party, and it intrigued the passers-by. The patient recalled, "I felt a sudden sensation of cold, which I paid little attention to, and I stuck my head through the open door. It was then I saw the occupants were clad in 17th century fashion." As the patient started to go inside, her friends grabbed her and pulled her out of the doorway rapidly. The half of her body that crossed the threshold was the part that had become paralyzed. Dr. Centeno said that after several tests, he and his colleagues were forced to label this as an unknown affliction. He prescribed the patient regular physical therapy at Lima's National Hospital. However, Dr. Centeno said that he believed partial entry into the anomalous zone, was able to produce a change in the energy flow existing in her nervous system. Did the patient experience a time slip? A portal to an alternate dimension? Aliens? One thing is for sure. Beware of strange cabins. This last story is one I came across on Reddit. It was on the subreddit Ask Reddit, and the question was pretty much asking people who spend a lot of time in the forest, like forest rangers, what are some of the strangest things you have seen or heard or experienced while out in the wilderness? This response was from someone named Skierboy07, posted 7 years ago. Wildland firefighter with the Forest Service. Not my story, but from an old supervisor of mine that I believe completely. The setting is 2004 or so, Hell's Canyon area of Middle Idaho. His crew had been working all day on an emergency incident and were going to be working through the night as well. Being the assistant superintendent of the crew, second in charge effectively, he was out ahead scouting on an ATV or some such. He was working his way down a logging road that clearly had not been used in some time, when a bobcat or lynx appears in the middle of the road, but doesn't run away as they usually would. Thing stands there for a good 10 seconds, screams at him, and scampers up a tree not 5 feet off the road. He finds this odd, but not particularly unsettling. Just a half mile or so down the road, he finds a small cabin. Also odd, as this is federal land and no private structures should be there. Upon further investigation, all the windows had been boarded shut tight, and someone had done a good job of doing so. The doorknob had been punched out and secured to a hole drilled into the log frame by a chain. Someone did not want anything getting in or out. Peering through the hole in the door, he can see that everything in the house is upset. This has him kind of unsettled, so he hops on his ATV and heads back up the road. Well, here's where it gets real interesting. Right where the bobcat had been, there stands a dark-haired woman in a badly tattered nightgown and bare feet. Just standing there. He calls to her, asking if she needs any help. She just screamed at him. The same scream as the bobcat from before. And she climbs right up the same tree, faster than any human has a right to be climbing. Obviously, he nopes out of there as fast as he can, unsure of who or what he just saw. He asked a local guy about the cabin, and after asking around a little bit, a local overhears him talking and informs them that what he had seen was likely a pumahua, in effect, a skin changer, a warg. Now, I would not believe most people that tried to tell me this, but this was a serious man who did not mess around about many things. He was dead serious the 2 times I've heard him tell this story, and I 100% believe he saw what he saw. What about you, Stardusties? Do you believe he saw what he saw? Do you have your own cabin story to share? What about other paranormal experiences? It seems like everyone I ever met has some kind of glitch in the matrix. Strange, difficult to explain, paranormal story. Even the ones who don't quite believe. But if you believe, and you have a story to share, we'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram at Star Queen Paranormal. Donate the goodies at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. And so, Stardusties, remember, beware of strange cabins. Always remember to hydrate and practice self-love. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, may your path be paved in starlight.